they become a part of the family with RDI Diamonds.
RDI Diamonds, New York. Mick speaking. How can I help you?
Hello. Welcome back.
Hey, thank you, Leroy. How are you, sir?
Pretty good. I got a 3.57 stone sent to me on memo.
Yes.
And I did get a copy of the cert. Can you fax me a cert real quick?
Oh, let's see. That's unusual. Usually it does it. You want a fax or you want it emailed?
Fax would be good.
All right. I've got your faxes 352-394-4727.
That sounds right.
Okay. We will try it. I haven't had anyone ask me for a fax in years, so.
You see the number, the cert?
Yep.
It's a 3.57.
Yep, I got it.
Okay.
And then, just so you know, Scott also was looking for, within that budget for a 4-carat. Not even close. He found a 372 for us. It was DVS-2, $84,351.
Yeah.
You're just beating me to the call. I got off to a late start.
It's okay. I don't think my doctor will pay that kind of money.
Yeah.
But if I need it, I'll call you back.
Yeah. Happy to get it for you. Yeah, the irony is if we went back 6 years ago, that diamond would have been a $100,000 diamond.
Really?
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Back when during the height of the pandemic, all the diamond prices were much higher.
What does fluorescent really do in a diamond?
Oh, my gosh, that's really funny that you ask me. And I'm not kidding, Leroy. I literally was looking at something that is pinned on my wall, and it's an article from GIA talking about fluorescence. And, I can get into the heritage of it. So let me ask you this. You use the email, the LP Gold 14K, right? At AL.com?
Right.
All right. The reason because I was literally staring at it when you called, because I was having this conversation with another jeweler friend of mine literally yesterday, but I wasn't working from my desk downstairs, and he doesn't like fluorescence. And I said, it's in your head. He goes, what do you mean? And he's like, I've been doing this for years. He's a cranky old guy. I love him. He's awesome. And I said, Brad, it's in your head. I said, I've got an article at GIA that discusses how much it's much more a personal preference than it is reality. He's like, well, I'd like to see that article. I said, when I am at my desk, I will take a picture of it, and I will send it to you in an email. So it's just, now I got to send it to two people.
Okay. But so, what does it actually do unless you're in a nightclub?
Okay. So in under a neon light of some sort, it will let it glow. Okay. The fallacy is that it will always make the diamonds like a haze, or it will look oily. That is the ability to have it do that is technically true, but it only happens, and I'm looking really quickly. Bear with me for just a second because I want to say. All right, so here is directly from GIA. The question, what impact does fluorescence have on the appearance of a diamond? Answer, GIA studies show that for the overwhelming majority of diamonds, the strength of fluorescence has no widely noticed effect on appearance. In many instances, observers prefer the appearance of diamonds that have medium to strong fluorescence. In rare cases, some diamonds with extremely strong fluorescence may appear hazy or oily. And then it's notated, fewer than 0.2% of the fluorescent diamonds submitted to GIA exhibit this effect. It's not even a percentage of the diamonds. It's 0.2% of a diamond, of the diamonds. So I just took a picture. I'll try to get it. I'll try to put it in the form so that I can email it to you.
Okay.
All right. So
I appreciate it.
Yeah, weird questions asked at weird times. I love it.
I know.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Absolutely. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.